罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第二节到第四节。
Chapter 1 from verse 2 to 4。
这里我们看到保罗怀念帖撒罗尼迦教会。
And here Paul has fond memories of the church in Thessalonica。
所以在祷告当中不断的想念他们，纪念他们。
And in his prayers, he continued to make mention of them。
并且为帖撒罗尼迦教会一直感谢神。
And he continued to give thanks to God。
第三节讲得很清楚。
And verse 3 explained clearly。
因为帖撒罗尼迦教会信徒们他们信心所做的功夫。
Because he remembered them for their work in faith。
因为爱心所受的劳苦。
And labor of love。
因为盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ。
信望爱是我们常常所提到
的。We often mention about love, faith and hope。
我们要追求更大的信心。更大的爱心，更大的盼望。
We have to pursue greater faith, love, and hope.
所以彼得特别强调要在恩典和知识上长进。
And Elder Peter encouraged us to grow in the knowledge as well as the grace of God.
如果我们要得更大的恩典
，If we want to receive greater grace,
就必须要在属灵的知识上有更大的长进。
Then we must also grow in the knowledge of God.
要怎么长进化？
And how are we to increase in this knowledge?
希伯来书的作者这样告诉我们。
The author of Hebrews tell us.
在希伯来书第六章的第一节、第二节。
In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
告诉我们一定要离开基督道理的开端。
Here tell us that we are to leave the elementary teaching about Christ.
竭力进到完全的地步。
And to press on to maturity.
所以我们要追求更大的信心、爱心和盼望。
If we want to pursue greater faith, love and hope,
就是一定要不断的追求长进，一直到完全。
We must press on to become a mature Christian.
我们谈过追求更大的信心，要达到向亚伯拉罕献上独生子的信心。
We say that if we want to pursue greater faith, we must.Reached the stage whereby, like Abraham, he was able to sacrifice his son.
在加拉太书三章九节里面告诉我们
，In Galatians chapter 3 verse 9,
那些以信为本的人
，that those on account of faith,
能够与有信心的亚伯拉罕同得福分
，they will be able to receive the same blessing as Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是称为我们信心之父
，Abraham was called the father of faith.
当他接受真神的试验
，When he accepted the trial from the Lord，
他的信心不断的长进
，His faith continued to grow，
一直到最后最大的试验
，Until the final trial which was the greatest。
你所爱的独生子以撒要献上燔祭给我
，And God commanded him to give up his only son, beloved son Isaac as a sacrifice。
在尼希米记里面特别谈到，在神的面前亚伯拉罕心里诚实。
And in Nehemiah, there it stated very clearly that Abraham was very sincere towards God.
所以当亚伯拉罕要把自己的独生子完全献上
，And when Abraham was about to offer up his son completely,
是很诚实的付出行动，行为跟信心完全配合。
In his sincerity, he was able to complement his faith with his works.
因为他满心相信神的应许
，Because he truly believed in the promise of God.
你将来的后裔要如天上的星。海边的沙那么多
，that his descendants will be as many as the stars in heaven as the sands in the sea。
但是他还是诚实的把以撒献上
，but very sincerely he was about to offer up Isaac，
因为他满心相信
，because he believed in his heart。
就算以撒真的死了，他还能复活
，even if Isaac were to be dead， he will resurrect again。
神看人的内心看得很清楚
，and God looks at our inner hearts very clearly。
亚伯拉罕的信心已经达到满分了。
And Abraham's faith was perfect at that time.
所以以撒没有真正的被杀。
So Isaac was not required to be killed at that time.
但是实质上，真神已经完全悦纳他完全的奉献了。
But God, in actual fact, has already fully accepted his offering.
我们今天也是一样。
And this applies to us today.
为什么保罗怀念帖撒罗尼迦教会因信心所做的功夫
？Why is it that Paul remember the work of faith of the church in Thessalonica.
身体没有灵魂是死的。
The body without the spirit is dead.
信心没有行为也是死的。
Faith without works is also dead.
所以亚伯拉罕有真正行为配合的信心。
And Abraham's faith was such that his works accompanied his faith.
今天我们以信为本的人。
And today we who have faith as our basis of Christian life.
要怎样与有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福？
And how are we to receive these blessings like our father Abraham?
就是把你我在世上唯一的这个身体，这个独生子，也是活活的献上。
You and I, we have this body, and that is we compare it as our only son to offer up as a living sacrifice.
在日常生活里面
，in our daily lives,
我们每个人活的就是基督。
Every one of us is to live up to Christ.
活的就是活活的献祭。
And when we live, we are like presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice.
没有要求我们真的。杀死献上。
We are not required to be killed or to die physically.
这是真正神所悦纳的。
And this living sacrifice is truly acceptable to God.
我们就具备了更大的信心。
Then we have to equip ourselves with greater faith.
保罗又对帖撒罗尼迦教会说。
Paul also told the church in Thessalonica.
因为你们爱心所受的劳苦。
Because of your labor in love.
在约翰福音15:12-13里面这么说。
In John chapter 15 verse 12 and 13.
约翰福音十五章的十二节十三节
，John chapter 15 verse 12 and 13，
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
That you are to love one another just as I have loved you，
这就是我的命令。
This is my commandment。
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Greater love has no one than this that one lay down his life for his friends。
我们的爱心要进步到更大的爱心。
Our love must progress to become greater love。
主耶稣给我们留下榜样。
Jesus himself set an example。
你们彼此相爱。
When you love one another,
要爱到什么地步
？To what extent must you love one another?
爱到为了对方的灵命而献上自己。
You must love them to the for the sake of their spiritual lives. You are willing to lay down your own life.
但是要牺牲自己救别人的灵魂，这个不是容易的事情。
But it's not easy for one to sacrifice his life in order to save the souls of others.
这个会受很大的痛苦。
There will be great suffering.
所以才说，因为爱心所受的苦。
And that is why it is called the labor of love.
耶稣要为你我舍命。
Jesus Christ died for you and I.
难道他是很轻松的吗
？Or was it an easy task for him?
科西玛尼园怎么描述的
？In the Garden of Gethsemane.
他一想到这个苦杯
，When he thought about this bitter cup,
他心里就忧愁。
There was sorrow in him.
惊慌恐惧，几乎要死。
There was fear, and he became frightened to the point of death.
所以当雅各、约翰要争着做左右相的时候。
So when Elder James was to make a decision,
主耶稣对他们说
Jesus told them,
我所喝的杯你们能喝吗
Are you able to drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
就是这种苦杯
It is a bitter cup.
耶稣为了救我们
Jesus for the sake of saving us,
舍弃了自己的生命
Gave up his own life.
今天我们彼此相爱
Today when we love one another,
为了要对方的灵命得救
And for the sake of the salvation of the other party,
要达到更大的爱心
We must achieve a greater love.
不是只有肉体上、日常生活上的爱。
And this love must not be limited to our concern for the physical or for our daily needs.
是从这些基本爱一直追求到抢救灵魂而舍弃自己。
From these basic types of love, we must go to the extent of trying to snatch their souls for salvation.
像爱的使徒，像保罗，像摩西。
To have a love like Moses and Paul.
都是为了众弟兄、亲人。而忧愁
，and for the sake of their brethren, they were very troubled.
为了他们，甘愿牺牲自己
，but for their sake, they were also willing to give up their own lives.
所以，当我们要付出真正救人灵魂的爱心
，and when we are to really offer up this love to save the souls of others,
要效法帖撒罗尼迦教会的榜样
，we must emulate the example of the Thessalonians.
如同主耶稣所给我们留下的。
And it's also the same example that Jesus has given us.
因为爱心所受的苦
that we have labor in our love.
达到舍己就是更大的爱心
And we are able to attain to the stage where we sacrifice ourselves.
保罗又对帖撒罗尼迦教会说
And Paul also told the church in Thessalonica.
因为你们盼望所存的忍耐
that you have steadfastness of hope.
为什么这么说呢
Why do we say this?
当农夫撒种的时候
when the farmer sowed the seeds,
他盼望收成
He hopes that there will be a harvest.
在还没有收成这段期间，他必须忍耐。
But before the harvest comes, he must be patient.
他也必须要有十足的信心来配合。
He must also have complete faith.
所以希伯来书十一章第一节这样告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us.
希伯来书十一章的第一节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
这里告诉我们，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Here says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所以盼望所存的忍耐跟信心分不开。
So we cannot separate endurance and faith.
我相信我现在所播种的。
I have faith that what I have sowed today
一定会有收成。
There will be fruits.
那么我就必须忍耐的等候。
Then I have to be patient and wait.
我们相信信了耶稣之后
，We believe that after we have believed in the Lord,
耶稣会预备荣耀的天国等着我们。
The Lord has prepared a glorious heaven awaiting for us.
那既然我们有这种盼望
，Since we have this hope,
我们就必须忍耐等候。
Then we have to endure and wait.
信心不能改变。
Our faith cannot change.
要将起初确实的信心坚持到底。
We must hold fast the faith that we had from the beginning right to the end.
所以在日常生活里面
，in our daily lives，
我们必须要明白。
We must understand this.
只有好好的忍耐到底，必然得救。
Only those who endure to the end shall be saved.
荣耀的盼望必须这样坚持到底。
And we must endure in order to realize this glorious hope in our faith.
有一位信徒非常的热心爱主。
There is this believer, he is very zealous in loving God.
他晓得我将来要进天国。
He knows that he has to enter into heaven.
要享受真正属灵的荣耀。
And to enjoy spiritual glory.
一定有创世纪里面所应许的生命果可以吃。
And he believes that as what is stated in Genesis, there will be the fruit of life for him to eat.
但是他因为信心所做的功夫，
Because of the work in his faith,
因为爱心所受的劳苦
and the labor in his love,
没有办法忍耐到底
he was not able to endure to the end.
这样子荣耀的盼望就前功尽弃
Then the hope will not be realized, although initially he has put in his efforts.
但是这个人所做的呢
But what about the things that he has done in the past?
我们看希伯来书
Let's turn to Hebrews
第六章
Chapter 6
第九节到十二节
，verse 9 to 12。
希伯来书第六章第九节到十二节
，Hebrew chapter 9, chapter 6, sorry, verse 9 to 12。
说，亲爱的弟兄，我们虽是这样讲
，say, but believer, we are convinced，
却深信你们的行为强过这些
，of better things concerning you，
而且近乎得救了
，and things that accompany salvation。
因为神并不是不公义，竟然忘记你们所做的功
，for God is not unjust。So as to forget your work,
和你们为他的名所显的爱心
and the love which you have shown toward his name,
就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候
in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints,
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤
and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence,
使你们有满足的指望
so as to realize the full assurance of hope,
一直到底
until the end,
并且不懈怠。
And that's until the end.
总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
That you may not be sluggish, but be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
这个热心爱主的信徒
，and this zealous Christian who loved the Lord,
他为教会出钱出力。
He has spent both in terms of his efforts and money for the church.
真的是全神贯注关心神的工作。
And he was putting, well, he was putting in 100% effort in the work of God.
在教会也没有被选立为负责人、执事、长老，什么都没有。
And in the church, he was not elected to become a person in charge of the church, a minister or elder or deacon.
他仍然甘心乐意的，就是这样默默的一直在爱主。
He was willing to serve God in this silent manner.
但是没有想到。遇到了不少的闲言恶语
but he did not expect there were rumors, there were criticisms about him.
所以他几乎就要放弃了
and he wanted to give up whatever he was doing.
在这个时候
at this moment,
他真的向神倾心吐意。
He spoke very frankly to God.
说主耶稣，我做不下去了。
Lord Jesus, I cannot continue with my work.
在这段圣经里面所描述的。
What is recorded here in the Bible?
让我们感到很大的安慰。
We can be comforted.
我们有许许多多的人像这一位信徒。
We have many believers who are like this worker of God.
为主耶稣全心全力全力的在做。
They have actually done all that they can for the sake of the church.
已经近乎得救了。
And they are about to be saved.
神不是不公义，神都完全纪念我们所付出的。
And if God is not impartial, and He will remember the things that we have done.
神没有忘记我们因为信心所做的功。
And God did not forget the works of our faith.
没有忘记因为我们爱心所受的劳苦。
And He also did not forget the labor of love.
但是我们还要再继续殷勤，不可以懈怠，不可以放弃。
But then we cannot be sluggish. We still have to be diligent to continue on.
必须要有更大的盼望，就是满足的指望。
We must have greater hope and to have complete hope in God.
一定要忍耐到底啊。
And we have to endure to the end.
才能够承受如主荣耀的盼望。
Then can we really attain to the stage the promised glory of God.
主耶稣纪念我们每一个人所付出的。
The Lord Jesus will remember all the efforts that we put in.
就好像纪念这位信徒一样。
Just as he remembered this believer.
他已经近乎得救了。
He was about to be saved.
耶稣不忍心他功亏一篑。
And Jesus did not want all his efforts to be in vain.
让他做了一个异梦。
And he had a dream.
一碗苦瓜。
That he saw a bitter gourd.
一碗生命果。
一碗啊。
一碗碗，用碗装的，我们吃饭的碗。
苦瓜。
碗。在菜市场里面。
Okay, there is a bowl of this bitter gourd and the other bowl.
生命果。有苦瓜。
The fruits of life.
为什么一碗苦瓜出现呢？
So he was wondering why is there this bottle, a bowl of bitter gourd.
这一位这么热心爱主的信徒，他什么菜都吃，就是不吃苦瓜。
Because this believer will eat all types of vegetables, but he will not eat bitter gourd.
主耶稣常常用我们日常生活所能体会、能够马上明白的来提醒我们、教训我们。
And Jesus will often use things that happen in our daily lives in order to help us to understand better and to remind us.
他最不喜欢吃苦瓜，主耶稣偏偏要他吃苦瓜。
Jesus knows that he hates to eat this bitter gourd, yet it was placed in front of him for you to eat.
他看到苦瓜跟生命果，他当然不会去看苦瓜，他跟主耶稣说：“我要生命果。”
And when the tree of the other bowl on the tree of life was presented.He did not want to see the bitter gourd, and he wanted to take the tree of life.
耶稣说：“先把苦瓜吃完，生命果自然就是你的。”
But Jesus told him that you must first take of the bitter gourd before you can take of the tree of life.
说：“主啊，你知道我就是最怕吃苦瓜，我就是不敢吃苦瓜，不愿意吃苦瓜。”
He said, "Lord, you know me. I dare not eat bitter gourd, and I don't want to eat the bitter gourd."
苦尽甘来。
But then first the bitterness, then the sweetness.
他顺服吃了。
And he submitted.
皱着眉头吃。
And very reluctantly, he
took the bitter
gourd, sweating,
流着泪吃
with tears,
尽所能的吃，吃到一半吃不下去。
And he tried his level best to take off the bitter gourd, but he only finished half the bowl, and he could not carry on anymore.
主耶稣告诉他
，Jesus told him,
吃完它
，you have to finish it.
生命果就是你的。
Then the tree of life will be yours.
他醒过来了
，he awakened.
他明白了
，he understood.
盼望所存的忍耐
，and that there is this hope to endure to the end。
我已经有信心所做的功夫了
，I have the work of faith。
我也已经有爱心所受的劳苦了
，and the labor of love。
但是这个苦不能忍耐到底
，but I'm not able to endure this bitterness to the end。
荣耀的盼望怎么可以给我
？And then this glorious hope will not be given to me。
所以希伯来书的作者安慰我们
，and the author of Hebrews comforted us。
所做的功，耶稣一点一滴。都没有忘记。
That all our works, every single little bit, the Lord will not forget.
所受的劳苦
and all our labors,
必定有荣耀的盼望让我们得到安慰。
There will be the glorious hope awaiting us, so that we can be comforted.
所以保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us,
在哥林多前书十五章十九节里面说
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19,
我们信耶稣不要只在今生有指望。
That when we When we believe in the Lord, we must not only have hope in this world.
这样就比众人更可怜。
Then we are more pitiful than other people of the world.
一般人就是希望福禄寿啊。
We know that the people of the world hope for wealth, riches, and long life.
而在传道书第六章的第一节到第六节里面，就是告诉我们福禄寿的道理。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 1 to 6, the Bible gives us an insight of what are all these things.
多子多孙多福吗?
Do you want to have many children and do you want to have many wealth?
你有很高的地位,有很多的收入?
You have a high status and a high income.
你能够活得很长久?
And you can live a very long life.
所以传道书的作者说, 你有子孙几百个了?
And the book of Ecclesiastes says that you may have many, many children with you.
我们能活千年,再活千年?
And if you are able to live 1,000 years and another 1,000 years,
这些只是加增虚浮一切归空,
all these can only add to your labors, and in the end, it's vanity, it's emptiness.
保罗才告诉我们,
and Paul therefore said,
信耶稣如果跟一般人的观念只在今生的福禄寿,
if we become Christians and we have the same concept of the people of the world, that is to have a long life and riches,
比那些还不认识耶稣的人更加可怜,
then we are more pitiful than those who do not believe in the God.
曾经有一个很有钱很有地位的老板对我说,
and there is a boss who has a very high reputation and a wealthy boss.
他说我拜托你们当传道不要那么消极不要那么灰色思想好吗?
He says that he tells the preachers, can I request you not to be so pessimistic in your approach?
你怎么不积极鼓励?
Why are you not active and encouraging the people?
我们人生是虚空?
Why do you always talk about the vanity of life?
我的孩子大学毕业,正是辉煌腾达!
My son is a graduate and there is a bright future awaiting him.
一天到晚在你们的教会,他已经受迷惑了。
But he has come to your church every day and he has been brainwashed.
我拜托你积极一点。
Please be more active in your approach.
我告诉这位长辈,
then I told this senior person,
我说我们就是因为很积极,
it's because we are very proactive,
所以我们看透人生,
and that is why we are able to see through the physical life.
一点都不消极,
and we are not pessimistic.
一点都不灰色,
and
就是暗淡无光,
that our life is not just of darkness.
假如我们认为这个世界这样子是非常美好,
if we feel that the world that we are living in is now so beautiful,
那么我们不会有失望的,
then there is no hopelessness in the world.
但是事实上摆在我们眼前的,
but then what is before our lives today?
所罗门王怎么告诉我们?
What does King Solomon tell us?
圣经里面描述他是空前绝后,
the Bible describes him as one
大富大贵大智慧,
he had great wisdom and he had great riches.
圣经讲空前绝后, 没有人可以跟他比的,
and that's when we describe the wealth and the glory that he has, no one can compare with him.
所以他说我眼睛所求的,
that is why he says that whatever that pleases my eyes,
没有留下不给他,
I will get them.
我心里所愿的,
and what I desire in my heart,
没有禁止不让他享受,
I will not stop myself from enjoying them.
我一样都没有缺少,
and I do not lack anything at all.
论到吃用享福, 有谁能胜过我?
And with regards to food and enjoying the pleasures of the world, who can compare with me?
这是事实而不是狂妄,
this is a fact and not that he is boasting.
但是这个人他为什么这样讲?
But in the end, why did this man say this way?
他说, 让我看看我这一生,
he said, let me look at my entire life.
虚空的虚空,
it's vanity, vanity.
所以我告诉这位长辈,
so I told this senior person,
我们所追求的不可能达到空前绝后,
that what we pursue after does not end up in hopelessness and disappointment.
而已经有一个空前绝后的人替我们说出人类的心声,
but there is this man who has experienced hopelessness in the end. He has explained to us concerning the truth of our life.
他不是消极悲观,
he's not pessimistic,
他看透人生了,
but he was able to see through life.
他完全领悟醒悟过来,
he was awakened and he came to his senses.
所以我们常常讲前车之鉴, 前面这部车子已经掉到陷阱,
we often say that the first car before us has already fallen to the ditch.
我们不要重蹈覆辙,
we should not repeat what he has done.
难道我们还跟着一直在追求这些虚空?
Do we follow them to pursue after the vain glories of the world?
所以就用吃这件事情来讲,
so let's say we talk about food.
活着不是为了吃啊,
we live not to eat,
吃是为了让我们活,
but we eat in order to live.
所以我们吃而让它活得有意义, 完全正确,
so it's correct for us to eat so that we can live our lives meaningfully.
如果我活着就是一直要吃尽山珍海味,
but then I live in order that I can enjoy all the foods of the world,
满汉全席, 大餐,
中国料理最出名嘛, I like to enjoy feasts.
好, 既然是这样子，到最后怎么样，也是归空啊。
Even if I can enjoy all these things, in the end, is emptiness.
所以有所罗门王，他对人生观这么透彻的告诉我们。
So King Solomon, who has already a very thorough understanding of life, he has explained to us.
我们更应该去体会保罗所说的。
Then we can understand what Paul has said.
我们信耶稣，不要只在今生有指望。
That when we become Christians, our hope is not just in
this world. 当我们开布道会的时候
，when we have an evangelistic service,
来信耶稣有平安。
We tell them, come to believe in Jesus
and have peace. 来信耶稣有福气。
When you come, you will have blessing.
这个不是骗人的。
This is not deceiving people.
这个是事实。
This is a fact.
有属肉的福气，有属灵的福气。
There is physical blessing as well as spiritual ones.
有眼前看得到的。
There are things that you can see before your eyes.
也有将来永远的。
But there is also the eternity.
但是我们大部分大部分
But generally speaking,
都是为了眼前的
We are often more concerned about what we can see with our eyes.
暂时性的
And what is temporary.
所以这是一个初步一个开始
This is just an initial phase.
当我们告诉他你来信耶稣祷告并会得到医治这是事实
It is a fact when we tell him that when you believe in Jesus, you pray and the Lord will heal you of your sicknesses.
但这是开端啊
But this is only the beginning of your faith.
希伯来书的作者不是这样告诉我们吗
Isn't this what the author of Hebrews said to us?
离开这个初步的道理
That we have to depart from these elementary principles.
竭力进到完全的地步
And to strive for maturehood.
刚开始我们来信耶稣这个小小的盼望
First, when we come to believe in the Lord, we have a small hope.
都是今生的，都是眼前的，都是肉体的，物质的。
And we hope for things which are physical, things which you can see.
远离这些幼稚的、幼小的。
But then we have to quickly separate ourselves from this childish
things. 要追求更大的、完全的盼望。
And to pursue greater and a more complete hope.
所以保罗就告诉我们。
And therefore Paul said to us,
我们这个自战自清的痛苦。
That our temporary as well as our Minor sorrows.
不足介意
We should not mind these things.
我们要追求将来成就极重无比的荣耀
We have to pursue after the glory that is far beyond comparison.
所以一个真正离开道理开端的人
So Christians who have truly left the elementary principles of the truth.
信了耶稣到1999年我们信多久了
You ask yourself at the year 1999 how many years have you become a Christian?
我们有追求更大的盼望吗
Do we pursue after a greater hope?
还是只有像众人一样一般的人一样
Or are we still like the people of the world?
耶稣我信了你你要打包票的
要什么
要包到完的包我无事的没事的
Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You have to take care of everything in my life.
伤风感冒都不可以的。
I cannot even have a cold or flu.
蚊子叮到都不可以的。
Even a mosquito cannot bite me.
有的人真的就是这样的。
And there are some people who have this kind of faith in God.
所以他一点事情就埋怨。
So when small things happen to them, they murmur against God.
一点不顺利就感觉耶稣不爱我。
And when something is not smooth going, immediately they say the Lord does not love him.
这样的盼望是非常的小。
This kind of hope is very small.
如果我们懂得追求更大的盼望
But if we know how to pursue up the greater hope,
既然这些有形之的通通会归于乌有
Since those things which are physical will come to nothing in the end,
那我们应该盼望什么
Then what should we hope for?
我们看彼得前书
Let's turn to 1 Peter
第一章
Chapter 1
彼得前书第一章
1 Peter chapter 1
第三节到第九节
Verse 3 to 9
在这里告诉我们，耶稣基督给我们的大怜悯是什么
？Here tell us about the great mercy of the Lord.
是有活泼的盼望
，is that we shall have a living hope.
第四节说，这个活泼的盼望是什么
？And verse 4 tell us what is this living hope.
不朽坏，不玷污，不衰残。
That we shall have inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled.
是在天上的
，and is in heaven.
那很清楚，在地上的是什么
？And very clearly, then we understand what we shall get on earth.
会朽坏，会玷污，会衰残。
Things which are perishable and things which are defiled.
我们用一个极端来讲
，if we take from, if we view this from a very extreme.
最美丽的小姐难道不会衰老吗
？The most beautiful woman will they not also become old?
最尊贵的帝王难道不会死亡吗
？And even the most glorious king will he not die?
所以这些让我们明白。
So all these lead us to understand.
我们1999年再来就2000年了。
That after 1999, we enter into year 2000.
我很高兴我的婴孩又1岁了。
I'm so happy that my child is 1 year old.
但是对我们自己年长的来讲呢
？But what about for us who are older?
我快接近帕金森症了。
I'm going to have a Parkinson disease soon.
我连所爱的太太的名字都会忘记了。
I will even forget my beloved wife's name.
所以雷根总统讲得很坦白。
And that is why President Lincoln said very frankly.
话先讲在前面。
He say, words are words.
我怕我伤害我的太太。
I'm afraid that I may hurt my wife.
因为帕金森症一来，我会把她赶出去。你是谁？你这个女人来我这里做什么？
So he says that when if I do have Parkinson's disease, I may even forget your name and I may even forget about you.
身为美国的总统。
And he was the president of America.
你怎么也会衰残？
Why is it that you will also deteriorate?
你怎么也会朽坏？
Why is it that you will also fade away?
因为是在地上的。
Because these things are on earth.
所以我们必须明白。
Therefore, we need to understand.
耶稣所带给我们的活泼的盼望是什么？
What is the living hope that the Lord Jesus has brought for us?
不是地上的。
Not things on earth.
而是天上的。
But in heaven.
这个哪里是消极？
And this is not a pessimistic
approach. 这个是更积极啊。
This is even more proactive.
所谓积极是什么？
What do we mean by proactive?
要追求更大。
We want to pursue after great things, more beautiful things,
更好
and better things,
更坚强
and stronger things,
更多
and more.
这是积极
This is active.
只有耶稣才会带给我们这些积极的盼望
Only the Lord Jesus can give us this kind of active and living hope.
活泼就是有生命力
When we talk about living hope, it shall have the power of life.
活泼就是存在着，没有消失的
And this living hope is one that continues to exist. It will not fade away.
地上都是暂时
But the things of this world are...